This is the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, here is your host, Todd Willis.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Todd Willis. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
What's up, guys?
Big win this past Friday night here at the Ship, Coach Warren, over Islands High School in what seemed to be a dominant performance by a lot of kids in the team overall. Let's get into it and talk about that big win.
All right. It was a big win. I'll take a sloppy win over a close loss any day. But I was really pleased. The big thing that stood out to me was how hard we played. We made a lot of mistakes, Todd, but we overcame a lot of them with just the old Charlie hustle, you know, playing hard. I pulled up a film clip this weekend of Lorenzo Reed playing on the defensive line, and he goes in and hits the quarterback, but the quarterback got the ball off. He turns around and chases the guy down because the guy's, you know, bobbing and weaving and tackles him.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you can't, that's just hustle. So those were, you know, just things like that stood out to me. This mistake stood out to me, but we're going to continue to chip away at those.
Yeah, I mean, the hustle, the effort was high on both sides of the ball for the Bucs on Friday night as they took it to Islands.
Yeah, we did. We knew going into the game that Islands was probably improved, and this is the way I believe in it. What team's not going to play super, super hard on the opening game of the year? So, you know, I was dreading that game with them because they've lost for a while and got a lot to prove. They're going to beat somebody this year. I'm going to go ahead and go on record and say they have a win at some point this year, especially if they play around the local area. If they have to play all those tough region games, they may not. But if they get into some play in Savannah, they'll get a W.
And they seem to be better and play better and harder than they did last year. Of course, you know, it's what all teams strive to do is get better. Felt like the Bucs played well on both sides of the ball from the beginning to the end. And there's some things to clean up. But walk us through the game, Coach, you know, with all the ups, downs, you know, and all the good things that happened.
I thought we got off to a slow start, Todd, in the first quarter, and particularly on offense. I felt like we got slow. And the one drive we did have early ended in a fumble. We didn't block a guy, and he hit Ernest about the time he got the football. And then after that, I thought we started settling into a routine. The defense was playing well. And I was wondering when we were going to get in the end zone. I didn't want the thing to go 7-0, 0-0 at halftime. So Coach Boatman, our new offensive coordinator, called a play-action play, and Wade Buckley got behind the secondary because they were really coming up on our run game, trying to get extra hats on Ernest. So we hit Wade. Wade caught a great ball and went in the end zone. What was kind of a little side note for this was pretty cool. Some of my older players that were here with my first stint were on the end zone side, and they were going crazy like they remembered that play because I've been running that play for – shoot, since 1999, it's still scored today in 2025.
Nice. Still working.
Still working. So, anyway, two of the tight ends that actually caught the play were down there, and that was kind of a really weird moment for me to see that kid, see Wade catch the ball and see two former tight ends, one being Ernest's dad, you know, that used to catch the ball.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
So, we're up 7-0. We get the ball back. And we throw a fast screen to our new player, Jalen Drake, fresh off the basketball team. Well, Jalen catches the fast screen, and Lorenzo Reed is the inside receiver. His job is to block the corner. Todd, he knocked him into the band section.
Nice.
That kid went scooting on his rear end, and Jalen took off running. And you can see Jalen look around a little bit, and he gets those long legs going. He goes and scores on an 80-yard touchdown pass.
Yes, he did.
So in the locker room, that, you know, I wanted to give him kudos for his first touchdown that I know of in high school. And I said, you were running pretty fast. He goes, Coach, I was scared. So I was like, a scared runner is a good runner sometimes. So he did well. And then, you know, just before the half, we got into the end zone with a draw play to Ernest that was really pretty, a 51-yard run. And I was hoping it would become an obstacle course if we had them spread out, and it was, and they couldn't tackle him one-on-one. So that was the Buck scoring. At that time, it was 19-7, right, at the half?
If memory serves.
The one play I thought that Islands was getting – I thought Islands had a good scheme on offense. They were a traditional wing tee. They ran power and buck and some other things that were pretty standard in the wing tee program. But we got a little upfield, had a safety a little bit deep, just some of our youth shown on that play, and we gave up a long run for a touchdown explosive play. We gave up four explosive plays on the night. One was a run, three were passes. But I like to make teams one-dimensional. We held Islands to 50-something yards rushing Friday night.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so you're a one-handed boxer now. You've got to throw the ball. And, you know, that put some pressure on a young secondary. We made some play. We had, I think, there were seven goal line red zone stands. Of the seven, I think we failed on two and came out successful on five. So that was, it was something like that. So I was pretty pleased with our goal line defense. So, you know, it's 19-7. We get up 35-7 with a couple scores and 2-point conversion. We struggled a little bit with extra point later. We got to get that fixed today. So you're up 35-7. It's hot. People are cramping on both sides. You're thinking sub, right? So we sub out and we lay the ball on the ground on the 20-yard line, 18-yard line. They go in and score. It's 14-35. Then we go and we drive the ball a little bit and get across midfield. Got them on fourth down. They're panics. Last play of the game, really. And we rough the passer. So they get a first down. Great. Okay. Number two defense is mostly in, not all of them. Then we get an unsportsmanlike on third down. And now they're in the goal line, red zone again. They score again. So that's 35-21. Onside kick's coming. We got the onside kick, put the first team offense back in, went and scored, and put the game away with about 40-something seconds to go.
Yeah, putting it away, you know, they did make a little push there in the second half of getting it within two scores. But the Bucks went ahead and closed the deal in dominant fashion.
They did. I was pretty pleased with them to get the dub and get that off their back.
Yeah, getting that first dub's always a big deal. It's important now as we head into the next week. More to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Lusab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lusab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lusab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at lusabkiaofbrunswick.com.
Touchdown Fridays are all about big plays. And at Marshland Credit Union, we're here to help you make yours. Cash for your first car or a loan for your forever home. We've got the game plan. Proud to back our hometown teams because winning is better when we all do it together. Marshland Credit Union. Local roots, big wins.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic and by Cunningham Jewelers. We just finished talking about the game, how it flowed through the four quarters, the ups and downs, and you know what we learned and what we did well and what we'll improve on. But let's talk about some of the individual performances, Coach Warren. Some really, really high-level performances by quite a few players for the Bucks, and I think we have to start with the truth. Yeah, Ernest McIntosh.
I think we probably need to start on the offensive side of the ball. It's the most offensive output we've had since sometime in 2020. That was, I believe, with Mr. Trenton Johnson, in the backfield.
Oh, yes. I remember Trenton.
So anytime I think the Bucks have had a strong running back, strong running game, we've been tough, hard to handle. But Ernest, he was a starter his freshman year, got a little dinged up, starter his sophomore year, got a little dinged up in week six. Got in shape this offseason, just worked out tremendously hard, played on the state runner-up basketball team as well, which helped him get his mobility back. He was 27 carries, 261 yards, 3 touchdowns, and a 2-point play. So he had quite a night.
Oh, he had a monster night. He is the truth, at least that's what I call him. But Ernest McIntosh played big ball on Friday night.
He did. They like those nicknames that you give them, especially on the announcements in the morning. the way with the offense is going right now, our pro-style look, it's got a dominant running phase. But if you bunch that up, we can hurt you in the passing game. Really, the Islands was fortunate we didn't hurt them a little more. Mackay was 2 for 7 for 2 touchdowns and could have easily been 4 of 7 with 2 more touchdowns.
Yes.
Some that were just out of their reach. So our passing game is if we hit them, we're going to hurt you, especially if you're not playing us honest. And we're fast. We can get behind you. One of the big things, Todd, I thought that I was excited to see is our senior captain offensive line that plays the quick guard position, Sam Sullivan, was out with a little irritating injury. We hope to have him back next week or this upcoming week with Charlton. But other guards, younger guys stepped in, and I'm not going to say they were as good as Sam can be, but for their age, for what they did, we got solid play out of them. I don't know. Anthony Grant's one of them. Davion Jr. Jackson, he was another one that stepped up.
Yeah.
That was in there. And then if you look at that tailback position, you had Tyron Cummins, Ernest with 27 carries, Tyron with 10. And then you had Jaden Lotson with a score and a couple of carries. Lorenzo Reed with a jet sweep for 34 yards. We had a lot, a lot going on. We've already talked about the two big pass plays that we did connect on with Jalen Drake and Wade Buckley.
Yeah, I mean, it's when the everything's clicking, passing and running. I mean, it complements one another, and they can't stop everything. And the Bucks were hitting on most all cylinders.
Yeah, we had a botched punt snap that sailed over the punter's head that dinged some yardage off our total. If you take that off, we were just shy of 500. But taking that off, we were right at 450.
That's right. And offensively, talking about those pass plays, we've already hit Wade Buckley and Jalen Drake with the 80-yard scamper to the house was a big, big deal.
I like Jalen. Jalen's a fun kid to coach. He's not played a lot of football. He really, really doesn't care for defense, but he loves to play receiver.
You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Talking about the receivers, I was glad to see Jalen. Jalen's a very talented athlete. He was, part of our state runner-up basketball team. And I guess that he saw a lot of the other basketball players that played football last year have success. And he came out and has done a wonderful job. He stepped in right into Craig Battle's shoes, who was all-state, receiver for us. And he started off well. Heck, if he averages one of those a game, that's 10 touchdowns in the regular season.
And that's a big season coming. Let's flip it over to the defensive side of the ball and some individual performances there.
Well, one of them you called out, several of them you called out, but one of them I was glad to see return was Demarion McNear. And he played to the edge rusher Friday night, which was a simple assignment, and all he was tasked with was breathing fire off the edge, and he did. As one of the sports writers asked me about him, and he said he was a demon off the edge. And
yes, he was.
He did. He had a couple of little hiccups where he got too wide or upfield too much, but he adjusted well, and he was a constant pain in their side.
Yeah, Demarion coming back off that injury last year that kept him from playing. He played with a lot of energy and fire that was contagious. Also, to go along with that, other performances, let's talk about the Hulk, the monster on the line, Javonte Cummings.
And Javonte is an all-state player, an all-region player, maybe could have been the defensive player of the year last year in the region. And, man, he had a game, Todd. He had 9 solo tackles, 6 tackles for a loss, 4 assists, and 2 quarterback hurries. He was really, really tough on that side of the ball. You're just not really going to – you're going to have a special kid to solo block him. And then, you know, if you double-team him, that's going to free up our linebackers or another defensive lineman, you know, with the way we play the scheme. So he had a monster game. And then we moved Lorenzo Reed, who's about 5'8", 170, 80 pounds, off the 200-meter state championship team. We moved him to nose guard. And so you're giving up some size, but, man, can he move? Those big guys look like, which way did he go, George, chasing him? He had some stats comparable to Javonte's. He was 7 tackles, 4 for a loss, 6 assists, and a fumble recovery.
Wow.
So we had 2 defensive linemen that were pressuring immensely. So if you're double-teaming both of them, that only leaves one dude to block several others. So that's one of the reasons. They're a big reason we had stopped the run game like we did with 50-something yards.
Yeah, and just calling Lorenzo Reed's name, number 3, on offense and defense. I mean, he came out first game playing like a senior.
He did. Yeah, I was really pleased to see him. He had a little bit of a rough summer kind of finding where he wanted to fit in. We tried him at corner, and he's not a bad corner, but I don't think he had the confidence to play there. So putting him where he has some confidence, he definitely shined, and I was glad to see that.
Yeah, he always gives us some positives whenever he's in the game. How about Makai Jackson at linebacker?
All right, let's talk about Makai. Makai's a rarity these days. Makai is an all-state, 2-time all-region, weak side linebacker, but he can play the other positions at linebacker. He also is our starting quarterback. So how many starting quarterbacks are there in the country that also started outside linebacker? So he's a special kid. I told him the other day, I said, you're probably going to be able to play linebacker in college a lot more times than you're going to be able to play quarterback. But if he keeps throwing dingers, somebody may pick him up because he's a big, tall kid.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big physical kid, smart, hard worker, and the ultimate team player. I can't say enough positive about Makai Jackson as one of our leaders.
Yeah.
We will be right back to Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment is brought to you by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick and by Marshland Credit Union. Coach Warren, we've recapped what was a tremendous game and a big game to build on. But now let's look forward to this Friday night traveling to Folkestone, Georgia, to play in the Swamp against who is always a tough opponent in Charlton County High School.
And Todd, they're a storied program. They you know, they call their little place down there on the Florida line the Swamp, just like the Gators do. And it's a tough place to win. I can one day when I write a book, I'm going to talk about a couple of adventures we had down there. But yes, it's a big ball game. It's not a bad drive. It ought to be a pretty good crowd for both sides because they know when the Bucks and the Indians get together, it's a slobber knocker.
Yes,
and they're tough. Charlton on offense has a very mobile quarterback, throws the deep ball well. I think from scouting them, they've improved from their OTA scrimmages to now. They look a lot better Friday night against Brantley County. Number two, the running back is a special player. We've got to account for him wherever he lines up. He could be one of those kids, you could hit him, and then 10th time he touches the ball, he might go 80 yards.
Right.
They're a really good receiver from last year, moved to Camden, so they've got two guys now, and they kind of when they go deep balls, they've got a choice to throw. And so we've got to get better in the secondary to combat those deep balls, and then you know, we're going to work on this run.
Yeah, but with those special players in mind, you know, what are the Bucks looking at when they line up against Charlton's offense?
You're talking about the receivers and stuff like that?
Well, just, you know, the general scheme. I mean, what are we going to face?
You're going to see a power run game with some counter type stuff. The quarterback can pull the ball down and run. Then they've got a deep ball concept, several. That's scary. That's just a big play concept. You know, they don't mind if it's third and 10, throwing a 50-50 jump ball. They don't mind that.
Okay.
So the power run, the counter, those are big plays for them, along with their passing game and the mobile quarterback. So it's a little different offense than we've seen in the past. It's what we call a sniffer offense. It's got a big off-the-line tight end, and you've got to find where that guy goes, because if you don't, he's going to hit you in the mouth really quick. You got to pay attention to where he's moving, motioning from him. If you go to sleep one time, you might wake up over on the sideline readjusting your chin strap.
Right.
So we've got our work cut out for us, but I think our defense is ready. We got to continue to improve, you know, on the sloppiness that we had, the mistakes that we made. We busted some coverage Friday night. One of the big pass plays we gave up, our safety and corner ran into each other.
Oh.
And, you know, we've got to avoid that kind of stuff. You know, if they hit us with a deep ball, let's be around to rally on it and live another down, not give it all up and knock each other out. Let's hit the other team. We've got to do some things like that. Our safety play has got to get better. We had our eyes in the backfield and not on our keys. And if you're a safety and you're staring in the backfield against the wing tee, you're lost with all the counter game and misdirection. So
yes,
we've got to get better. And we knew that going in. We've just got to get better. But we feel like we've got some adjustments ready that will help us get better down the road.
Yeah, sounds like you know, you're going to get better off the things you learned from last game, and going to have a big, big test coming up here in the Swamp on Friday night.
Yes, it is.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So that gives us an idea of what we're going to be looking at when Charlton's on offense. But, you know, we talk about offense a lot for the Bucks. When we line up on offense, Coach Warren, what are we looking at on Charlton's defense? What are they going to hit us with?
Charlton runs a lot of they're a multiple front defense. I think he bases out of a 4-2-5, but he can get in a 4-3. He can get a split middle 40. He can get in an odd front 3-4. So we've got to be ready to know how to block those. He's just not going to let us sit and block a one front all week. He's going to say, okay, you look pretty good at that one. Now we're going to see if you practice against my other one. So our guys have got to know what they're doing against both looks that they present. Not only do they present those, Todd, when they come after you, they're a man, they're a cover zero, which is man-to-man with receivers, and they're bringing pressure with the linebackers. So that gave us some trouble last year. We feel like we've got to have a plan for that as well. So, you know, a pretty fast defense with some big kids. I think it's going to be a big old South Georgia nice football game.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be two really strong teams with a lot of – pluses for both sides of the ball going at it. And I'm sure at some point they'll probably get a heavy dose of the truth from Miss McIntosh.
They will. They've got a little player, number 9, that stands out pretty well. He doesn't leave the field much. He plays outside linebacker, inside linebacker, defensive line. So we need to know where he is in the old world, if you know what I'm talking about. Where's Waldo? We better find him.
Yes. Well, and most teams have at least one of those players.
That's right.
If not more. And Charlton, as you already have noted, has a historical, you know, a storied program, and they're going to play with a lot of pride and energy at home this Friday night.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. I feel like that our kids, it's going to be a playoff atmosphere. So we're sitting looking at, you know, a team that we could see in the playoffs down the road. And that region's tough. Our region's tough. So we're both going to have to survive a tough region to get in the playoffs. And you have, in our region right now, preseason rankings, we've got on our schedule the number 2, 9, and 10 ranked teams.
Who are those?
Metters ranked 2, Jenkins County and ECI are the 9-10 spot, respectively.
Oh, we got all those on the schedule.
Yep.
And what about Charlton's region? You said they're tough as well.
Oh, they got Brooks County, Irwin County, Clinch County, you know, traditional powerhouses as well. So it's tough. Charlton's in that mix. MCA's in the mix of what we just talked about.
Absolutely. And always looking, you know, you got to take them one game at a time, you know, and Charlton's next. You know, we'll figure out those other ones when the time comes.
All right, so I've got a question for you. I know you and Mr. Kenny and the preacher like to find a place to eat. So have you picked a place out yet?
You know, we sometimes when we get to the school we're going to play at, we'll pull up and I'll type into my phone, restaurant near me. Thus far, we haven't decided on an exact restaurant to eat at, but I can promise you this, Coach Warren, we will eat and eat well in Folkestone, Georgia
on
Friday.
I'm going to recommend one that I enjoy when I go down there and scout them or see another sport play. It's the Okie Fanoki Cafe. Friday nights is a buffet like no other.
Okie Fanoki Cafe in Folkestone.
Yep.
Well, we're going to have to hit that, and I'm sure, you know, Mr. Kenny and Pastor Lynn and Coach Lanassa will appreciate the recommendation, as do I.
I took the golf team down there, and they enjoyed it.
Yes, sir. Thanks for joining us for the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis signing off, and we are $1.
Go Bucks.